Well, we're very pleased to have joining us today for this month's KPLU School of Jazz studio session under the direction of Jake Bergevin. The Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Combo performing today is Joel Steinke on alto and tenor sax, Quinn Walker on trumpet, Mason Fagan on guitar, Kylie Stone Clifford on piano, Benson Pennington on bass, and Hugh Klein on drums. Joining them today is a wonderful pianist and educator who has performed and recorded with the likes of Herb Ellis, Buddy DeFranco, Slide Hampton, and many others. That's Randy Halberstadt. Ladies and gentlemen, the Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Combo with Randy Halberstadt. High School Jazz Combo on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you so much for you guys for being here today. Randy Halberstadt, I want to start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about your involvement with these students and what it's like working with them?
Yeah, I got the call to do this because I'm part of Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and that group is participating in this wonderful program this year. So Michael Brockman, the director, called me, and I've worked with Edmonds Woodway and Jake before up there, more with a full big band, doing clinics and stuff, but this was the first time to do the small group thing. And I had to deal with the fact that they meet at 6:30 in the morning. I live
it's
in
really
West Seattle,
musician, yeah.
So I've always held the firm belief that jazz doesn't exist at that time of
right.
the day, but I had to rethread my head and think in a different way, and I got up there, and I was thrilled to find the level of musicianship in this group. You know, just they had picked, they already had the tune that you just heard, and they picked it up by ear. They didn't start out with a chart. Somebody transcribed it. Was that you, Joel?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they learned it by ear. And then I introduced one of the other tunes that we're going to do. I think it's the tune we're doing next. But then they also chose the last one all on their own. And, you know, I only get like 40 minutes each time, and I only met with them twice. So most of this is a credit to their work ethic and the, that they've gotten together and put this together. So, frankly, it's an honor to have them let me sit in with them.
Right. I'd like to talk to the band director, Jake Bergevin, now. How does a band and a program like yours maintain consistency from year to year? For me, if I was directing a band, I'd have this panic that I'd show up to the first day of school one year and have no trombone players, and be like, what am I supposed to do now? So how do you maintain the consistency?
That's a great question. Thanks for having us today, by the way. This is super fun for the kids. I think basically it's like my jazz teacher in college always said, jazz is pretty much caught, not taught. And so once we kind of got the ball rolling 15 years ago, it's basically been handed down from student to student, and they spend a lot of time listening to music together and sharing their passions, and so it's kind of a disease.
So do you ever look into the younger grades, like middle school or grade school, and see who might be coming up?
Yeah, but I don't spend a lot of time thinking about the middle school kids, because we'll have kids just come out of the woodwork every year. For instance, this drummer came in as an eighth grader, had been homeschooled for some time, and he actually just came to the school to feel it out, thinking, when I am a ninth grader, it'd be great if I came here, and he ended up starting high school early, so he's a grade younger, and so you never know where the dark horses can come from.
Sure.
Hugh is just a fantastic drummer. So I care about it, but I don't spend a lot of time obsessing about it.
Well, it's a wonderful program, and I want to talk to some of the students, but I'd love to hear another song. What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear a Frank Foster piece called Simone. Frank Foster was one of the two main tenor players in Count Basie's New Testament band. I think he joined them in 1953. Wonderful tenor player, but also a wonderful composer. He didn't write this, I don't think, for the Basie band. This came later, but it's a wonderful minor blues, a waltz feel called Simone. Thank you.
The Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Combo under the direction of Jake Bergevin with guest mentor Randy Halberstadt as part of KPLU's School of Jazz on 88.5 KPLU. I want to talk to some of the students now in the combo. And guys, I remember finishing band at the end of elementary school and kind of being faced with that decision as to whether or not I was going to keep playing my horn going into middle school, and then into middle school, it's like, am I going to keep playing my horn going into high school? Did you ever have trouble making that decision? Let's start with trumpeter Quinn Walker. Was there ever a point where you considered not continuing playing?
Well, for me, I think that kind of all through middle school and high school, I've known that this is what I kind of want to do. So it's never really been a problem for me kind of deciding to continue with music.
In sixth grade, was this something that you wanted to do in fifth or sixth grade? I mean, did you know you liked it then, or was it?
I knew I liked it then, but not nearly as much as I like it now.
All right, let's talk to saxophonist Joe Steinke. How about you? Did you ever have a tough time making the decision to continue on with the horn, or was this a no-brainer?
You know, for me, it actually took a while to decide, because this is definitely the number one thing that I put my time into. And so I think it was pretty early, though. It was sixth grade. They finally let me play the saxophone after playing clarinet. And I don't know what it was, but I got this CD from my teacher, Steve Tressler. And on this CD, it had like 18 different sound examples of different, you know, famous saxophone players, Charlie Parker, various others. And it was just the way it sounded to me just sounded so natural, and it was really something I wanted to pursue at that point.
And plus, saxophone is cooler than clarinet, too.
Well,
Let's get some of the rhythm section up here now. Let's get pianist Kylie Stone Clifford. And I want to, you all play instruments in this rhythm section that could kind of be considered traditional for a lot of other genres outside of jazz, be it classical or rock or whatever. When you made a path, when you made a decision to go down a jazz path, were you playing classical? Were you playing other things then? How did you get down the jazz path?
Yeah, I started off playing in classical piano, but it was in middle school that in eighth grade I realized we had a jazz band, and I was like, oh, well, I play piano. I guess I'll try it out. And I had no idea like that it was so different, and I just fell in love with it because of just everything you can do within the jazz genre.
Was there a song that kind of stuck in your head that made you like jazz?
It was just all of it.
All of it. Let's get drummer Hugh Klein up here. Did you have ambitions of being a rock drummer, or was it always going to be jazz, or how did it start for you?
Well, so I guess when I first started out playing drumming, I was super into progressive rock, mm-hmm. and I wanted to be a rock drummer. And I guess what really made me want to play jazz is in, I think, about halfway through 10th grade, I heard John Coltrane's record Transition, and I guess that's what really made me want to play jazz, because I heard Elvin Jones playing some awesome stuff on that, and yeah, that just really inspired me.
That's great. Let's get the remaining two members of the band here now. We've got guitarist Mason Fagan and bassist Benson Pennington, and I'm assuming that, let's start with Mason. I'm assuming you like a lot of musicians that don't play jazz, so you know, we've seen pop musicians like Lady Gaga doing jazz albums. Is there a musician that you really like that doesn't play jazz that you'd like to hear do a jazz album?
Well, in my childhood, I always liked the band Green Day.
Uh-huh.
So if I heard them play some jazz, that would be really, really impressive. also, some of like the metal bands like Metallica.
Uh-huh.
I just think that being a well-rounded musician in general is really good, not just on like multiple instruments, but multiple different genres. So that's why I kind of try to keep it so that I can play multiple genres as well. But one of the musicians that I really like now is probably John Mayer, because he's kind of, his style is like, I don't know, sort of a mix of pop and jazz, I think.
Nice. Bassist Benson Pennington, how about you? Anybody that doesn't play jazz now that you'd like to hear do a jazz album?
I don't know. Nothing really pops to mind, but...
Who are you listening to right now that's not jazz?
Okay, well, last night, in fact, I was listening to some Mastodon, Once More Around nice. The Sun, and I just listened to that, and that was pretty
amazing. Do you think
amazing.
They could pull off a jazz album?
They could. They got the, you know, they got the ability. It'd be pretty heavy, but I'd enjoy that.
All right. Well, we'd love to hear one more song from you guys, if you don't mind. What are we going to hear?
This is a tune by... Woody Shaw named Tomorrow's Destiny. Woody Shaw was a trumpet player in the started out in the 50s, I think, he's kind of a thinking man's trumpet player. His note choice was really unique. Wasn't just a bebop player, and wonderful composer. So this is a tune called Tomorrow's Destiny.